that we can. And one of the things you may or may not know, Dudley's our web sext, and I hope he's going to talk about that. Dudley normally tapes all of our classes, our sermons, all that sort of stuff. So today we're going to be having Jack video you. Okay?
Wait a minute, I don't video you.
Since when is this fair play?
Can you all hear me in back?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to talk about talents that God has given all of us. In high school, I was 6'5", and at that time, I figured my talents were going to be basketball. I had at least one scholarship, and I had a Merchant Marine, an appointment to the Merchant Marine Academy. Not quite West Point like Father Scott, but pretty close. But a freak accident kind of changed all that. I was fortunately a former member of St. David's got me interested in computers. And about the same time, I started hearing about this thing called the internet. And I started playing around with that, started playing around programming and playing around with the internet. And back then, the internet was all text, not the fancy graphics and everything that we were used to today. I went to UCF, or BCC and UCF, and got my degree in computers. And about that time, I graduated and came out, and I started working for the shuttle program, because that was about the time we started return to flight after the Challenger accident. And I started working, with a lot of different computer systems, all types of things. And I think that gave me an idea of just different types of systems, so I could work with different types of systems and gadgets. In that, and just get a feel for different types of systems. All of this, I think I put in front of me just to give me an idea of, you know, different areas, different talents, different, you know, being a computer geek. And then as I came along, then Father Scott came along, and we finally. It gave us an opportunity to give St. David's a presence on the web to reach out to others. And it, you know, and also, but and I don't have a lot of the other talents, like, you know, the knitting, like Knitwits do, like Knitwits, or the gardening. We've got the beautification award out here that, you know, a lot of others do. Cooking, like many do, even before I was hurt. My cooking consisted of a hot dog and a microwave. But I believe we've all got talents that, you know, God has given us, you know, unique talents that God has given us. And I think we all can give back to St. David's and to others. And we need to use them.
One of the things that I will also tell you is that Dudley is teaching me Facebook. Okay. So I do a lot of teaching, but I also want you to know I'm also a student. So we're going to learn together. But I think it is important that we all understand that we now have people coming to this church because of our website. And I'm sure that's the last thing that Jesus and Paul had on their mind when they were thinking about the gift of evangelism. But here is one of our primary evangelists. And your work is very appreciated. And I know it takes a lot of oomph to get you up and out. And we appreciate your sacrifice. So thank you for giving to the Lord.
Some teaching, maybe doing a little more teaching.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of more teaching, I would remind you that we are going to be starting up in December a Tuesday morning class. Dr. Carla Waterman, right there, Carla, is going to be teaching on, there's something in the FYI about that. So if you are available on Tuesday morning, I hope you'll come and join us for that class. I know I am looking forward to being a part of that as well. The last thing in the new bishop's biography is that he said he was a lifelong learner. And a part of the reason we celebrate Don and Ethel's 63 years of marriage is for those of you who, like me, you know, Lenore and I only have 37. You know, y'all are sources of strength and encouragement to us that you can make it. So it's important that we be visible models for others, both in teaching and in learning. So I hope you will join all of us in the lifelong learning track.